Phil Khoury joins us now. Phil, hello there.
Oh, morning, Fran.
The Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, says the revised plan is based on a principle of do no harm. Heavy industry, agriculture and resources will all be shielded. In other words, net zero emissions doesn't mean no emissions. Does that suggest to you, we haven't seen it, of course, that the new targets will lack real ambition?
Oh, as you said, Fran, we haven't seen it, so it's a bit hard. But what Angus Taylor was saying yesterday is, the government prefers carrot over stick. So this plan, as David Littleproud, the Nationals deputy leader, said, will involve all sectors of the economy. Everyone has to help with the heavy lifting. So that's sort of agriculture, transport, industry, mining, energy, so forth. But what that contribution entails may not be what some people want. But Taylor said yesterday that it'll basically be built on incentives and technology that won't be. There won't be anything that could be classified as a carbon tax or a mechanism, like a safeguard mechanism, for example, which Labor took to the last election, or the Business Council proposed as part of their plan, which is could be called a cap and trade mechanism, where if a heavy emitter emits and they go over a threshold, they've got to either trade it away or buy it off. So there'll be nothing like that. And that'll probably be, I guess, the area of criticism that'll come from the climate groups if and when we see it. But
listening to Bridget McKenzie there, though, Phil, I mean, she doesn't sound too enthusiastic still, only a few days out from when they're going to be making this decision. The Prime Minister, very keen to neutralise climate change as an issue before Glasgow and then coming into the election. If he gets a deal, it sounds to me there's still going to be some Queensland gnats. We know that, railing against net zero.
Yes.
We heard the tone from Bridget McKenzie there. Do you think that's, in a sense, a strategy that the Nats, it could work out pretty well for the coalition to have rebel Nats splitting on climate change and appealing to the base, particularly in Queensland?
Look, I think it depends on how rebel they go, Fran. I sort of listening to Senator McKenzie, I sort of got the impression, she was sort of setting herself up to claim a win on Sunday, because there's clearly going to be a lot in this for regions, clearly, right? And so she's, that sounded like someone who's just sort of setting benchmarks to be, that she probably knows will be achieved and she'll be able to walk out on Sunday and claim a win for her people. But there's another element, there's about another four Nats at least who are not going to support this under any circumstance. Matt Canavan, George Christensen, Lou O'Brien and possibly Keith Pitt. So it just depends on, you're right. I think it doesn't hurt if they're just sort of rattling around in those crucial seats in Queensland, maybe sort of pushing back at Canberra, even though they are Canberra.
Well, it causes problems for Labor, perhaps, in those particular seats.
Yeah, but it depends. If it becomes too ill-disciplined, Fran, then it will reflect badly on the government too. So it's a little early to sort of say, but it just depends. I mean, one of the reasons Morrison's not going to legislate this, he avoids some ugly split in the parliament where people will be crossing the floor and screaming at each other. Things we've seen in the past with the coalition. So it'll just depend on how they handle themselves post-agreement, should it be reached.
And just finally and briefly, Phil, more claims on rorting, the Building Better Regions Fund again, close to 90% of the $300 million in the latest round of funding earmarked for coalition and targeted marginal seats, government-targeted marginal seats. Government MPs apparently told how they can lobby for community grants, even for projects that didn't initially meet the eligibility requirements. Barnaby Joyce was asked about this. He said, "I don't care." Will voters care, do you think?
I suggest so, Fran, because we're already sort of pump primed on this with the with the car park grants and the sports routes. I mean, at first blush, you shouldn't be surprised. Regional grants go to coalition MPs because they own the majority of seats. But as you said, the ratio wasn't quite right. They got a disproportionate amount. But look, I understand the Auditor General. So I think Channel 9 reported a couple of days is going to have a look at it. So we'll know more then. But I guess people in the meantime will assume the worst based on the other two grants programs that have been heavily criticised.
I guess what we're waiting to see is the master list of what projects went in, what met the eligibility, and how many of them are the ones that got funded and how many of the others did. And that might tell the story, but we'll see how it goes. Phil, thanks very much.
Pleasure, friend. Bye-bye.
Phil Khoury is political editor of the Australian Financial Review.